Well, hello, welcome once again to our thought for the day. And as we always do, let's commit our time to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, as we bow before you now, Lord, we come to your word, and therefore we pray for your Holy Spirit to give us hearts to hear and to understand. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of these few moments today. Bless them to us, we pray. For your glory's sake. Amen. Well, our passage set for today is Joshua chapter 13, verses 1 to 7, but I'm going to read just verse 1 and then verses 6 and 7. When Joshua was old and well advanced in years, the Lord said to him, "You are very old, and there are still very large areas of land to be taken over. As for all the inhabitants of the mountain regions from Lebanon to Misrapoth-Maim, that is all the Sidonians, I myself will drive them out before the Israelites. Be sure to allocate this land to Israel for an inheritance, as I have instructed you, and divide it as an inheritance among the nine tribes and half the tribe of Manasseh." Well, the book of Joshua is a book of two halves. And here as we begin chapter 13, we're about to begin the second half. Chapters 1 to 12 were mainly about the preparations of and the execution of the conquest of Canaan. And now from chapter 13, the focus changes to the apportioning of the land, with each tribe getting its inheritance. And our focus also therefore changes as well. Now be assured, Thought for the Day is not about to become a sort of geography lesson of bits of Canaan, but rather we need to focus on the principles that are still relevant to us today in our own battle to possess our spiritual inheritance in Christ, as Simeon reminded us of yesterday. Verse 1 might, at first reading, appear somewhat discouraging. Joshua, we're told, is now very old, but there's still a lot of land to be conquered. So what will follow is God apportioning land to the tribes, some of which still needs to be won. And isn't that a wonderful picture of our Christian inheritance? Yes, we have been promised by God a wonderful inheritance, but it has as yet still to be possessed. And that's why the Apostle Paul writes to the Philippians, "Not that I have already obtained or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own. I press on," says Paul, "toward the goal for the prize of the upward calling in Christ Jesus." So we need to hear these verses in Joshua this morning as a call to press on. And yet here in Joshua, the yet-to-be-possessed land is promised by God to the children of Israel. And we heard that in verse 6, where God says of the remaining tribes, "I myself will drive them out." But as before, it's a question of matching God's sovereignty with our responsibility. God promises. God says what will happen, but we need to claim those promises. Writing to the Christians in Corinth, Paul likens the Christian life to a race, an eternal life, our promised inheritance to a crown. But Paul reminds us that we need to run the race and complete the race in order to obtain the prize. "So run," says Paul, "that you may obtain." And just as for the Israelites, so for us. Reminding ourselves of the wonderful inheritance that God has promised to us should spur us on to run the race. As one of my most loved hymns gets me praying, "May I run the race before me, strong and brave to face the foe, looking only unto Jesus as I onward go." Let's pray. Gracious Father, today we run another few strides of our race, but we do so in your strength and to your glory, and for the prize that you have promised to your beloved saints. So, Lord, may the promise of the wondrous inheritance which you give us in your word spur us on today. Lord, when our legs are flagging, Lord, would you remind us of your wondrous goodness and promises inheritance to us in the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.